Get your hot dogs, peanuts, right here.
KKRL presents High School Sports.
Hello and welcome to Coon Rapids for our CB Sports Network softball coverage on Kick 106.7. Tonight we bring you a matchup between two of our local Rolling Valley Conference teams, the 3-5 Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders and the 0-5 R. Weaver Rockets alongside Jackson Kerrigan. I'm Nick Brinks, and we bring you tonight's game from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. Before we preview tonight's matchup, we have to rewind to last night's historic performance for CRB's Anna Hart. She hit not one, not two, but three home runs, including a grand slam in a 12-10 win over MVAOCOU. A perfect 5.0 OPS on the night. It was a great bounce-back effort for the Crusaders after dropping Monday's game at Glidden-Ralston 12-0 in 3.5 innings. Arweva's struggles continued last Friday. They fell on the road to ACGC 22-4. But Gabby Hundling was a bright spot, hitting her second career home run and the Rockets' first of the season. She finished 2-for-2 with three RBIs. Arweva did win all three matchups against Coon Rapids Baird last season, including in the postseason, 13-5. Our Mackey Motors pregame show continues next on Kick 106.7. We'll preview our contest tonight and take a look at our starting lineups. When we come back, it's all a part of our CB Sports Network coverage.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arweva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Rockets!
Go Rockets!
That's Hagee Construction. Experience, quality, satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Ag lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your ag lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone, 689-2299.
And here's the pitch. Oh, that's gonna leave a mark. You should probably head over to Tony's Corner Body and Paint. You'll get that fixed for you in the jiffy.
When you need fast, quality paint work and body work on your vehicle, think Tony's Corner Body and Paint on Main Street in Coon Rapids. His professional team will go above and beyond to ensure your satisfaction. Give him a call today at 712-999-DENT. Tony's Corner Body and Paint, Main Street, downtown Coon Rapids.
Our Our pregame show is brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Alongside Jackson Kerrigan, I am Nick Brinks, and we bring you this Rolling Valley Conference softball matchup tonight. Arweva knocked off the Crusaders in all three matchups last year. It was a one-win season for Coon Rapids Baird last year. They've already got three wins this year. They held on, had some late drama yesterday, buoyed by those three Anna Hart home runs to get that win 12-10. They had a much bigger lead going into the last inning. It got close, and they were able to hold on. And for Arweva, they've given up a lot of runs this year. You look at the numbers, and you'll see they're giving up 21 runs a game. They're young, they've been a little inexperienced, but they've been dealing with some injuries and things, finally starting to get a little bit closer to full strength for the Rockets.
Yeah, and I mean, especially in the pitching department, it hasn't been helping. As Coach Jordan Buss told me and Jeff last game, that like the pitching's been really bad for them, you know, depth-wise with people getting hurt and just all around people getting hurt, as I've seen. They got a couple infielders back as well, and they've moved around a little bit in the outfield. They're getting one back there, so definitely a good thing for them to have a couple bodies back, so hopefully they can try and pick up a win here with being at more of a full strength.
So they've dropped their first five to start the season. Jordan Buss and the Rockets are 0-1 in the conference. Meanwhile, Courtney Cadwallader and her Crusaders have a 3-5 record. Still looking for their first conference win. They are 0-3. They are hoping to go back-to-back with a non-conference win last night and visiting Rockets in town. They're hoping to avenge those three losses from a season ago. Before last year, the Crusaders had won eight straight between 2022 and 2024. But we'll see if the Rockets, a little closer to full strength, can keep this one interesting. And I wouldn't be surprised. I'm watching the American flag out in center field, and we saw it in the Carroll game last night. We were both there. I was calling the baseball game. You stopped by to check out how it was going as they were hosting Newell Fonda. And I had mentioned it in the pregame show. It's hot, it's humid, and it's blowing out to the left field wall last night. Could one of these teams hit their first home run of the season? They did that. Newell Fonda did. Carroll was able to get the win, though. Anna Hart, three home runs last night. If you're looking for center field, maybe right field tonight, you'll have a bit of a tailwind. But the fact that it's not blowing out to left might not be quite as optimistic on the home runs. But Anna Hart, what a night she had last night.
Yeah, and what an all-around, well-rounded athlete she is. I mean, she's good in most of the area sports that we cover. I mean, she's a great basketball player, and she's also a great softball player. And she hit that one to center field last night, and they said it could have went another 5-10 yards, that ball.
220 yards from right here to center field, 185 in the corners, and she hit it pretty much dead center, deepest part of the field, and she had some room to go. And that was just one of her three home runs last night. Not bad to have an 8 RBI night. 12-10 victory. Yeah, she was kind of important.
Yeah.
Your starting lineups are coming up next.
Yeah, very much so, and I feel like when you have those, you definitely got to be like, okay, we had a night, but, you know, it shouldn't have probably been 12-10.
A couple of freshmen in the circle tonight for Coon Rapids Baird. It'll be Jamie Kraft, and for Arweva, Mara Obrick. We'll take a look at those two and the rest of our starting lineups when our pregame coverage continues. It's the Mackey Motors pregame show on Kick 106.7. High school softball coming your way in the Rolling Valley Conference. 0-5 Arweva at 3-5 Coon Rapids Baird.
Moore Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. Moore Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. Moore Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Hi, this is Jim White, Chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank, big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their 8 lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks. Perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams. Hawley Insurance and Bail is a proud supporter of the Arweva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance. Find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Vail, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
You're listening to Kick 106.7, KIKD Lake City Carroll, also on the CB Sports Network app and at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. We've got one other game on the CB Sports Network tonight. Carroll Baseball hosting Bondurant Farrar on 93.7 KKRL between 7 and 7.30. Jeff Blankman will have the broadcast there as always. You can find the full schedule each night at our website, sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. Your Mackey Motors pregame show continues. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Let's take a look at our starting lineups and the Arweva Rockets seeking win number one on the year. They'll be led off by senior left fielder Morgan Berg, a pair of juniors in the two and three slots. Hallie McCullough, the shortstop, at number two. Number three hitter Gabby Hundling out in right field. In the four slot, it'll be Annalie Wittrock, a junior first baseman. The second baseman is Aubrey McCullough, a freshman. Batting sixth, Sarah Melton, the senior center fielder, making her season debut tonight. Mara Obrick, a freshman, she'll pitch. She bats seventh. And then two more freshmen round out the lineup for the Rockets. In the eight slot, Maddie Lighting, a freshman, she'll catch. And the third baseman in the nine slot, Vivian Blackford, another freshman. Four freshmen in the starting lineup for Arweva, and they have two seniors. For Coon Rapids Baird, 3-5 on the year, head coach Courtney Cadwallader, and it's Anna Hart leading things off, the senior center fielder. She was busy last night. Got some cardio in running the bases. She didn't have to stop three times. Solo shot, three-run homer, and a grand slam for her in the leadoff spot. Jamie Kraft, freshman pitcher, she'll bat second. Batting third, senior shortstop Aubrey Hoffbauer. In the four slot, another senior, one of their three in the starting lineup, first baseman Maddie Mason. Junior third baseman batting fifth, Amelia Eddy. Batting sixth, Brianna Burmeister, an eighth grader out in right field, the only eighth grader starting for either team in the batting lineup. Sophie Jones, a freshman DP, she'll go from the seventh slot in the eight. Molly Moore, a freshman in left. Catcher is a sophomore batting ninth, Katie Anderson, and another eighth grader but not batting and playing second base, Aubrey Carlson, and those are your Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Again, head coaches tonight, Jordan Buss for the Rockets, Courtney Cadwallader for Coon Rapids Baird. It's a hot one tonight, 91 with a few clouds, a west wind 15 to 25 miles per hour with a heat index just south of 100 at 96 degrees. And there are threats of severe weather in the state tonight. I think our portion of the state should be clear, but we'll keep an eye on that. A windy, hot, steamy, sticky, humid, kind of gross feeling Wednesday night for us in the booth. I feel like outside in the stands, it's a little more comfortable. You get a little more of that westerly breeze, but should be fun for these two teams. You get Coon Rapids Baird coming in off a high last night, Arweva trying to bounce back after a slow start to the season, and they had Coon Rapids Baird's number last season. This one could be fun.
Yeah, and I feel like with getting all those players back for Arweva, it's going to definitely help try to get them back on track. I mean, it's definitely to start the season not really having anybody, especially in the pitching department, it was kind of difficult, but hopefully they can bounce back and get a win here. And if you're Coon Rapids, you just got to keep playing like you did, especially last night. I mean, they had a couple defensive errors that kind of changed the tide of the game, so that kind of caused that game to be close. But other than that, they just got to keep hitting the ball well, and it should be hopefully a win for them to get their fourth win this year.
I'm Nick Brinks with Jackson Kerrigan here on Kick 106.7. Before we take a break and get ready for first pitch, here's a look at our starting pitchers for tonight. A pair of freshmen for Coon Rapids Baird. It's Jamie Kraft, a 1-5 record this year. She'll make her eighth start of the season. She has an ERA of 9.99. Across the way, freshman Mara Obrick for Arweva. She's 0-3 and will make her fourth start. Like we said, giving up about 21 runs a game. ERAs for all of their pitchers are not going to look very good. She comes in with an ERA of 28, but hopefully seeing Arweva a little closer to a full roster from what they expected preseason can keep that in control and a little more on the money. So those are your starting pitchers tonight. Jamie Kraft for the Crusaders and Mara Obrick for Arweva. We'll step away, and we've got first pitch coming up shortly. You're listening to Kick 106.7 live from Coon Rapids. We'll return to the Motor Inn broadcast booth after this. Check out Motor Inn of Carroll for their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with friendly service and great financing options. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive.
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. Think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries, that hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
At Pearl Lake Super Value in Coon Rapids, we know that great teams are built in hard work, dedication, and community pride. And that's why we're proud to support our Coon Rapids Baird Crusader athletes. Whether you're stocking up for game day snacks, family dinners, or just your weekly groceries, Pearl Lake Super Value has everything you need. Fresh produce, quality meats, and friendly hometown service. From our family to yours, go Crusaders! Pearl Lake Super Value in Coon Rapids, your local store.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters.
Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arweva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Rockets!
Go Rockets!
That's Hagee Construction. Experience, quality, satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Return to Coon Rapids as the Crusaders and the Rockets are all set to face off in this Rolling Valley Conference matchup. It'll be the fourth conference matchup for the Crusaders. They've dropped their first three, and second for the Rockets. They lost that one to Woodbine back on June 3rd, 1 week ago today. Alongside Jackson Kerrigan, my name is Nick Brinks, and we come to you from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. And if your AC is not working on a day like today in your car, Motor Inn can get you hooked up. Kind of need it on a day like today.
Yeah, especially with how sticky it is out with the humidity and the heat.
I'm typically a guy, if I'm driving around town, I'm fine just rolling the windows down and leaving the AC off. Not on a day like today, though.
Yeah, normally I do, but once it gets up to a certain point, it's like, all right, yeah, we got to turn the AC on real quick.
Just about ready to get this one underway here a couple minutes after 5:30. Good to have you along tonight. You've been listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. When this one is done, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game. Celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll, Culver's, welcome to Delicious. We didn't broadcast the game for the Crusaders last night. But again, Anna Hart, three home runs. We'll see what her encore is tonight. We'll see her and the Crusaders bat in the bottom of the first. Top half, Arweva, Morgan Berg, Hallie McCullough, and Gabby Hundling, a senior and a couple juniors, will lead things off for the Rockets. They're in black uniforms, Rockets in white text, white numbers, and the first pitch well outside at 5:33 for ball one on a nice, hot, sticky, steamy Wednesday. 91 degrees unofficially. Here in Coon Rapids, second pitch on its way. That's across the plate for a strike to Berg. For Kraft, a 1-5 record, making her eighth start of the year, has given up 44 hits, 65 runs, 39 earned, and has walked 43, struck out 16. She sends this one a little high, and the count is 2-1. I tell you, the people that I am most jealous of today are on the other side of the left center field fence over at the Aquatic Center. They've got the best seat in the house today.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you just get out and you stand out there and you just watch some softball after being at the pool or something like that.
Or, you know, just stay in the water and let all of your cares fade away on a day like today.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pitch in for a strike to Berg. Two balls, two strikes. Top of the first, just underway. Crusaders in white jerseys, black pants. And Kraft gets a swinging strike from Berg. And she goes down for just her first strikeout of the year.
Number nine, Hallie.
That'll bring us to Hallie McCullough, the junior shortstop. She'll go from the two slot as the Crusader pitcher, freshman Jamie Kraft, gets the first win of the night against Berg. Now it's McCullough. And she'll step up and take this ball as it rolls across home plate. A 333 hitter making her fourth appearance of the season. She's missed a couple games herself. And she's just 1-for-3 on the season. One out, pitch from Kraft. This one short and low for ball two. Her one hit this year was a double. And the junior will prepare and take the 2-0 from Kraft. And that fires across the zone for a strike, and it's a 2-1 count. We're live in the Motor Inn broadcast booth tonight from Coon Rapids. A scoreless top of the first so far for the R. Weaver Rockets with nobody on and one out. McCullough batting, and she'll take the 2-1. And this comes up short for a 3-1 count. After McCullough, Gabby Hundling, she's on deck. We talked about Hart hitting some home runs last time out last night. As McCullough will head to first on a walk.
Right fielder, number
Hundling also homered in her last time out, her second career home run. First of the season, that came Friday night in that 22-4 loss to ACGC. Pitching has certainly been the biggest struggle for Arweva. They've had some success batting, though. And they'll take a pitch on the high side. Pops out of the glove of Katie Anderson. Runner moves down to second. She was about ready to take off anyway, and then that popped out. That gave her the green light for sure. And McCullough is safe over there at second. Hundling batting with a 1-0 count, one on. Over at second, one out. Kraft, her right-handed pitch, gets a swinging strike from Hundling. She wanted all of it. She wanted the second homer of the year. And she'll have to wait.
Yeah,
one ball, one strike.
Good off-speed there by the freshman there. She's been kind of going fastballs to the first two batters and missing, but able to get the off-speed in there for a strike.
Grounder to third, out to left field. Chance to drive in the first run of the game, and it will be an RBI single. McCullough comes home to score after being walked. And Gabby Hundling, she had three RBIs Friday. She'll tack on one more here. And it's a 1-0 lead for the Arweva Rockets in the top half of the first.
Rise ball there just right up the middle there, and she's able to knock it in between short and third there. And the left fielder with no throw, so McCullough easily coming home there with the 1-0 lead.
Kraft gives up a grounder off to short. Easy play, though. And Annalie Wittrock will be thrown out by Hoffbauer to Mason on a 6-3 putout.
Aubrey McCullough.
Hundling does move down to second. Aubrey McCullough is up next. She wears number 0, and the freshman second baseman will bat here in the 5 slot. They've got a runner at second. They've got a 1-0 lead in the top of the first. Arweva batting in Coon Rapids, and that will graze the chest of McCullough as she is hit by the pitch. Two on now at first and second. And first plate appearance of the season for Sarah Melton. She's missed the first 5 games. She'll step into the batter's box for the first time this season here in the 6th slot, and she's got runners at first and second to work with. A couple outs. First pitch comes up short. Ball one to Melton, but they keep the runners at bay. Hundling is at second after her RBI single, and Aubrey McCullough being hit by the pitch. She's at first. Crusaders in the circle with Jamie Kraft, and her 1-0 is high, and the runners will stay put again. 2-0 the count.
Yeah, Coach Buss showing some aggression on the base paths. He's getting his runners out there with a good lead there, a couple, about maybe 5 steps off the bases at both places.
Melton, the senior, first at-bat of the year, takes one in the dirt. Runners will advance, sliding in safe at third to beat the throw. A little bit of a bobble from Anderson on the pitch, and everybody moves down the line cleanly. Melton with a 3-0 count, a chance to load the bases. And the pitch from Kraft. And that will find the zone. First one to her for a 3-1.
Didn't even really need to swing at that with the 3-0 count, so honestly, that you can take that one there if you're Melton.
Especially when you're facing a pitcher that's maybe had a few struggles walking batters this year. She gets a swing on strike two, and so now a 3-0 has become a 3-2, and we're going to get our first payoff, our first full count, and it comes to Sarah Melton with runners in scoring position and 2 outs. And she swings for strike 3, but it's dropped, throw to first in time, and the out will do it for the top of the first. But a 1-0 lead, they get one hit, one-hit batter, one walk. Gabby Hundling's RBI single scored Hallie McCullough from second, and the Arweva Rockets have a 1-0 lead. You're listening to Kick 106.7. We go to the bottom of the first next, live from Coon Rapids.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Ag Lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your Ag Lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone, 689-2299.
A 1-0 lead for the Arweva Rockets, and now they'll head to the infield. And they'll bat to Anna Hart. And bat she did last night. One, two, three home runs, and also a walk. Hart, Kraft, and Hoffbauer, the first three due up for Coon Rapids Baird. Hart will step up here, hitting 600. You look at her batting numbers, and you just assume with a three home run night she leads in every category. She pretty much does. And she'll step up here. The righty will face Mara Obrick for the first time. And that gets away to the outside, also on the high side. And honestly, if you're Obrick, you probably pitch her a lot of junk outside. Don't give her anything easy, because you know she can send it over the fence. She wanted it, but she lets this one go by on the high side, and it's a quick 2-0 count. Bottom of the first inning for Coon Rapids Baird in those white uniform tops, black pants. Obrick making her fourth start of the season. Mixes it up with a low pitch this time, but all three balls, and Hart is one ball away from a walk. 1-0 lead for Arweva. And that's a four-pitch walk.
Hart draws the leadoff walk.
And after her performance last night,
seven, Jamie,
if you're Arweva and you walk Anna Hart, you probably don't feel too bad about it.
No, and especially with how hot her bat is and with the top of the order being the way it is for Coon Rapids Baird, you know, starting off with her as the leadoff, it's not something really to kick yourself over unless it really, you know, doesn't shake out.
And all of them were fairly close, as she'll take off on a pass ball. Pitch was well outside, maybe a wild pitch. Hart safe down at second. Jamie Kraft batting here. Not like they intentionally walked her, but if you don't give her any good looks, you don't have to feel too terrible about that. Kraft here batting 100 this year. She'll knock down a bunt right in front of home plate, and she will get to first. Hart will score from second. She turned on the Jets, home run or not. She makes it home. It's an RBI single for Kraft on a bunt.
Yeah, and good base running there by Anna Hart there. She seen nobody was covering home plate as the catcher came out to get it, and the pitcher, Obrick, was just moving forward, so then nobody was able to cover home, so she just had a clear shot at home plate there.
They did eventually get a throw down to Maddie Lighting at home, but it was well upstairs, but she was not going to be in position to make that play anyway. So Kraft gets on base with the bunt, perfectly executed bunt. The fact that you can knock down a bunt in front of home plate and that scores the runner from second, that is a feat. And we are knotted up one apiece here in the bottom of the first in Coon Rapids with no outs. Crusaders batting with Aubrey Hoffbauer. She's done some pitching this season. She's the shortstop today.
The Crusaders, number 11, Aubrey Yeager.
And we will see Aubrey Yeager. She'll run here at first for Kraft, as they'll use a courtesy runner for the pitcher. Hoffbauer, a righty, she'll step into the batter's box now with her team knotted up at one apiece early in the going on this warm Wednesday, to put it lightly. Mara Obrick, a freshman in the circle, pitches outside. Throw down to first. It will get past Annalie Wittrock. They're going to make the attempt at second, and she almost slipped off the bag. But Yeager heads up to turn around and get that palm out there to get back on the bag. They were a little behind on the throw, but had a chance to get her tagged out.
Yeah, and just tripped over the base, but thankfully she was quick enough to just, you know, stab her hand back down, or else McCullough would have probably had the tag out there.
In scoring position is Aubrey Yeager, the eighth grader. Aubrey Hoffbauer. It's an all-Aubrey look here, spelled differently, for the Crusaders. At home plate and at second. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch from Obrick, just outside. It was close. Obrick this season has walked 38, struck out 4, has given up 25 hits, 53 runs, 37 earned in her 9 innings this year. And the 3-0 rolls across home plate, a 4-pitch walk.
Hoffbauer draws the 4-pitch walk.
So a tough start in the early going here for Obrick with a pair of 4-pitch walks and an RBI single bunt. One run has already come in to score, and now 2 on. With Aubrey's at first and second. Yeager second. Hoffbauer first. And Maddie Mason batting now. She'll take a strike. Mason, the senior. She's hitting 500 this season, 10 for 20. 5 of those have been doubles. 6 runs scored, 4 RBIs, and she's got a couple on the base paths to work with here. Pitch outside from Obrick. And the count evens up 1 apiece for Mason. Obviously, Anna Hart stole the headlines last night, but Maddie Mason had a nice night, too. 2 for 2 and a run scored, a pair of walks for the senior. Now a run down to third. Both runners advance. Throw is not going to make it in time. Hoffbauer is safe at second. Yeager gets a second steal. And she is now in third. As she slides in and gets those black pants dirty. 2 balls, 1 strike, and the pitch from Obrick on the outside. It's a 3-1 count for Mason. She's been walked 5 times to just 1 strikeout. She's done a nice job connecting with the ball this season. Just the 1 strikeout for her this year. 3-1 from Obrick on the way, and that's an outside corner strike. We'll get another full count. 2 4-pitch walks in the inning, now a full count from Obrick. And the first baseman, senior Maddie Mason, will look for it with 2 in scoring position and a nicked foul. Count will remain 3-2 for Mason. Mason has played in all of their games this year. Her OPS well over 1 at 1.35 this year for on-base plus slugging. Here's the full count pitch. A little grounder to second, and it will come up a little short of the glove of Aubrey McCullough. It'll score a run, and now a high throw to third. Both Aubreys will score, and it's an RBI single for Maddie Mason. And then two come in with the error to boot.
Third baseman, number 5, Amelia Eddy.
Yeah, Aubrey over there at second, she kind of had it come off her ankle there as it came right off her ankle and then wasn't able to get a throw and then tried to walk the runner back to third and then decided last second to throw and it just got over the head of the third baseman there, which allowed the run.
Amelia Eddy now, the junior third baseman in the 5 slot, matching her jersey number. 2 walks and 2 hits in the inning for Coon Rapids Baird, along with an error, and they've got a 3-1 lead. Mason and Kraft have both put balls into play in the infield. Kraft a bunt, and Mason a grounder towards second. That hopped over to McCullough. This pitch hops to Eddy, and the count is 2-0. After Eddy, we will see Brianna Burmeister, Sophie Jones, and Molly Moore, 3 youngsters, an 8th grader, and a couple freshmen. Rockets took a 1-0 lead. Crusaders have put 3 up on the board here in the bottom of the first, so we've already had a lead change. And the Crusaders want more. They've got a runner at second. There are no outs. And it's a 3-1 count coming for Amelia Eddy. Eddy hitting 381 this year. 8 hits, a couple doubles. And she takes one on the outside for a strike. So we've seen it a few times already in this one. Obrick gets the just three balls out there and then a couple strikes. Chance to get back to a full count. And Eddie will take the 3-1. Just to the outside. That'll be a walk. Third of the inning. Eddie is on.
Eddie draws the walk.
Mason's already at second. And Brianna
Burmeister,
eighth grader, right fielder. She'll bat here in the sixth slot. And they'll have a chance to maybe get through all nine in this opening inning. Thanks so much to all of our sponsors for bringing you this softball game. Pitch on the outside for Brianna Burmeister. One hit this season, has struggled at the plate some. One for 16. Does have five runs scored and three RBIs. High pitch, and that's fouled away off to the hill to our south. That'll even up the count 1-1 after that contact. She's been walked eight times, though, so as the fans would say, she's got a good eye. The 1-1 coming from Obrick. Popped up to the infield. Obrick, that's going to be a double play, sliding into first, not in time. Eddie will go down. And it's a double play. Burmeister pops up to Obrick, and she gets a couple that way with a throw to Annalie Wittrock at first.
Yeah, just one too many steps on the lead off there after that and thought it was going to drop her. It was on the ground and then just wasn't able to get back, and they were able to throw it back to Wittrock to get the double play.
Designated player will send one off to right field. That'll go down as an RBI single if Mason can come home from second, which she will. Three RBI singles for Coon Rapids Baird in this opening inning, and they've got a 4-1 lead at home with a couple outs. That time Maddie Mason scored as Hart, Hoffbauer, Mason, and Yeager have all scored for Coon Rapids Baird. It's 4-1. And it's Molly Moore's turn, the freshman left fielder in the eighth slot. She'll drop a blooper to center field. It'll put runners at first and second. And that'll be the fourth hit of the inning for the Crusaders. All singles.
Bringing up the Crusader catcher number one.
They've had a couple on the infield, a couple to the outfield now. And Katie Anderson will finish off all nine here, getting through the lineup in the first inning. A 4-1 lead for Coon Rapids Baird at home, looking for their first conference win of the year. They're 0-3 in the Rolling Valley. Arweva 0-1. Anderson steps in, 1-for-19 this year. Looking for hit number two. She does have four RBIs. A check swing on the inside. Takes ball one. Couple walks. She's been hit by a couple pitches. Has struggled with the strikeouts a little bit. 12 of those this year. But she's ahead in the count early, 1-0. And the pitch from Mara Obrick, straight across the plate. Runners will advance as it pops out from behind the home plate. Lighting couldn't hang on to it. So Sophie Jones with an RBI single. She's at third. Single to the center field for Molly Moore. She's now at second, both advancing on the pass ball. We'll go back to Anderson here with a 1-1 count. Bottom of the order. The catcher for Coon Rapids Baird in the bottom of the first inning. They have a 4-1 lead here on Kick 106.7. We're live in the Motor Inn broadcast booth tonight for this Crusader-Rocket showdown. Rockets won all three matchups last year. Crusaders have the early lead here. Pitch across the plate. It rolls into Lighting. Does a nice job knocking it down to keep it in front. Sophie Jones at third. Molly Moore at second. For the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Leading 4-1. 2-1 count. Upcoming to Katie Anderson. Pitch to the outside. And the count runs to 3-1. There is room at first. It would load the bases if Anderson's walked. Three walks and four hits here in the inning for the Crusaders. And then there was a double play. A pop-up to the pitcher. Outside corner will get a payoff here. Full count coming for Anderson. Did have an RBI last night in that 12-10 win over the Rams of MVAOCOU. And the 3-2, Rockets try to get out of the inning. It'll be a chopper to third. The throw to first will be in time to end it. Not until four runs come in on four hits and an error, and they're going to leave two on. It's a 5-3 putout to end the first. They get through all nine, do the Crusaders, and they have a 4-1 lead. Second inning is a minute away. You're listening to Kick 106.7.
And here's the pitch. Oh, that's going to leave a mark. You should probably head over to Tony's Corner Body and Paint. He'll get that fixed for you in a jiffy.
When you need fast, quality paintwork and bodywork on your vehicle, think Tony's Corner Body and Paint on Main Street in Coon Rapids. His professional team will go above and beyond to ensure your satisfaction. Give him a call today at 712-999-DENT. Tony's Corner Body and Paint, Main Street, downtown Coon Rapids.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Rapids Bears scores four runs in the bottom of the first on four hits, three walks, and one rocket error. RBI singles for Jamie Kraft, Maddie Mason, and Sophie Jones. It's back to the Rockets now. Second inning about to get underway on Kick 106.7. We're live in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. If you're looking for a great deal on your next vehicle, stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll. Together, let's drive. In our post-game show tonight, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll, our Weaver. Looking for their first win of the season, they took a 1-0 lead in the top half of the first. They go to the second, trailing 4-1. Bottom of the order, Mara Obrick, Maddie Lighting, and Vivian Blackford, three freshmen. We'll round out the lineup here for the Rockets in their all-black uniforms, white numbers, Rockets in white on the chest with a red background, and a red helmet for Mara Obrick, the pitcher tonight. 1-for-5 at bat this season. And she takes the second pitch on the outside for a ball. First one was a Kraft strike. Crusaders 4, Rockets 1, top of the second, just underway here on Kick 106.7. And a second strike. A 1-2 for Obrick. Kraft with a couple strikeouts already, striking out Berg and Melton to begin and end the first inning. Walked one, gave up one hit, and an earned run. The 1-2 on its way. That got away from her. Up and in. Evens the count 2-2. Crusader infielders at first, second, and the pitcher all wearing sunglasses, third baseman too, but Hoffbauer doesn't need no shades, it's short. Here's a foul ball for a 2-2 count yet for Mara Obrick. Maddie Lighting, Vivian Blackford, both waiting in the wings. The 2-2. Rockets trailing by three, and a strike three looking. Kraft. Third strikeout of the day from Kraft.
Lead off the inning. That will bring up the Rocket catcher, number 20.
And she goes back to back. Melton and Obrick on strikes. End of the first, beginning of the second. Maddie Lighting now, the freshman catcher. She'll look for her first pitch of the day. She's 0-for-7 this year, seeking her first hit. She's been walked once. Otherwise, everything in her seven at-bats, she's flew out or grounded out. It's a 1-0 count. And Lighting will take the second pitch. That misses just a little on the high side. I do like this umpire behind home plate when he calls the ball. He lets you know where it was at. Too high, off to the side. I've not seen too many umpires do that. You can always get the obvious strike call, but sometimes it's just nice to have that extra confirmation of where did he see it land. That one was outside enough that he didn't have to make any movement. Count is 3-0.
Definitely helpful for both sides, both the team batting and pitching.
gives you an idea of where's the zone, what do we got to work for, do we need to adjust. There's a swinging strike with the 3-0 count. She felt like she had the freedom to go for it. And Lighting now with a 3-1 count. One out, nobody on, trailing 4-1. Arweva batting here in the top of the second. Kraft sends in the right-hander inside corner for strike two. Umpire, I think he, for just a moment, he thought that was the third strike. Had to call the batter back.
Yeah, and I don't think she realized it was strike two, not strike three.
So now 3-2 with an out. And Jamie Kraft sends in the payoff. It's a grounder towards second. Carlson, one steps, tosses, makes the play at first. Maddie Mason hauls it in from the eighth grader Carlson, and it's a 4-3 put out for Maddie Lighting. Two up, two down. Now to the bottom of the order, Vivian Blackford, another freshman, one of four in the batting lineup for the Arweva Rockets. She'll bat here in the nine slot, playing at third base today. Top of the second. Temps in the low 90s. West wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Jamie Kraft fires a strike right down Broadway for strike one. Blackford has now played in five of their six games this year. She's one for five. Did score a run. Has been walked once. And she swings for strike two. Kraft looking for her fourth strike out of the night. And she's ahead with an 0-2. Nobody on for the Rockets. First two batters have gone down with a strikeout and a ground out. Kraft, her pitch, fouled away over the first base dugout side. Count remains 0-2 for Blackford. Jamie Kraft takes a stroll through the circle, steps back in, prepares, gets the call from Anderson, sends it across home plate in the dirt for ball one. We do have baseball coverage coming up on our sister station tonight around 7 o'clock, 7:15 or so. Jeff Blankman on 93.7 KKRL Carroll hosting Bondurant Farrar. Here's the 1-2, also short and low. Ball two for Blackford. You're listening to Kick 106.7 KIKD Lake City Carroll, also streaming online at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com and on your smartphone with the CB Sports Network app. 2-2 pitch, two outs, and this one rolls across home plate. So the 0-2 has become 3-2, and we'll get a payoff pitch to Blackford from Jamie Kraft, freshman to freshman. These two likely going to face off against each other a lot here over the next few years. And the 3-2 on its way. Four straight balls after a couple strikes to start. Blackford reaches on the walk. That'll be the second given up by Kraft. And back to the top of the order now for the second time in the ballgame. Top of the second inning, Morgan Berg, the senior left fielder, opened with a strikeout. She swung away for strike three. And the left fielder will step up here with a runner at first. Trailing 4-1, Arweva batting, swinging strike. And almost thinking about taking off for second, Blackford got about a third of the way there, then retreated. And Berg will get ready for the 0-1. So that's tough for Kraft to get the 0-2 and then four straight balls from there. But a nice job by Blackford, keeping her eye on it and getting there. Ground ball to short. Hoffbauer fields it off the hop, and it's a little to the outside. Mason can't hang on to it, and the run's going to come around and score all the way from first. Reaching on the error and scoring the run. Blackford comes home to score an unearned run. Berg reaches on the error. That short, that throw is a little to the outside to Mason. Couldn't quite get to it. And Berg is safe at second in the meantime. Rockets put their second run on the board, courtesy of Blackford.
Still staying aggressive on the base pass. She was able to go from first all the way home there, so I don't think if it matters if they're up or down, Jordan Buss is still going to run.
Hallie McCullough, she's been walked today. And she takes one off the backside of her left hip.
And
she'll reach for the second time in this one.
Gabrielle Hundling.
A walk and a hit by pitch. Gabby Hundling's up next. An RBI single and a steal for her so far tonight. She drove in their first run in that first inning. McCullough was able to score from second. And now she's got a couple on the base paths with two outs. And she'll send one to center field. Could be trouble, and it's out. Hart fields it well, and they'll leave a couple stranded. One run on no hits. There was an error, and they're going to leave a couple stranded. We are halfway through the second. It's 4-2, Coon Rapids Baird. They lead Arweva, and the Crusaders bat next on Kick 106.7.
Hi, this is Jim White, chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank. Big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their eight lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
Bottom of the second about to get underway. You are listening to Kick 106.7 live from Coon Rapids tonight. We return to the Motor Inn broadcast booth alongside Jackson Kerrigan. I'm Nick Brinks. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles or air conditioners on wheels on a day like today. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive.
Yeah, and with Anna Hart at the plate, you can tell Arweva's pretty much only every outfielder is about two steps from the wall, as that one's going to be hit up the middle.
A grounder towards second, diving play from Aubrey McCullough, and she's going to need some Tide for that uniform. A single for Hart, well short of her fourth home run in 24 hours, but she'll take it. She got on with a walk in the first inning and then immediately came around and scored after Jamie Kraft bunted her home from second. And she's on with a leadoff single here.
Arweva's outfield was ready for it, though, as they were backed up not too far from the fence there, but she only ended up grounded it to second.
Jamie Kraft will take ball one as it rolls across home plate. Hart gets to second, wants third, and will beat the throw. That was a little short. They actually had the timing there that they might have had a shot to get her, but she will make it all the way around to third. Kraft with a 1-0 count. RBI single on a bunt last inning for that first run of the game to score Anna Hart. It was Aubrey McCullough who had a nice effort at second base to knock that grounder down and not let it get to the outfield. All of her teammates are in black uniforms. She's in the brown one. Covered in dirt. There's the 2-0 to the outside. 3-0 the count now for Kraft. Batting 143 this year, her third hit of the season came one inning ago, and it was her seventh RBI. 3-0 count, the pitch from Obrick misses outside, and Kraft a four-pitch walk on for the second time. That'll bring us to Aubrey Hoffbauer. She walked in the first inning and came home to score on an error. 4-2, Coon Rapids Baird looking for more. Runners at first and third. Now a pickle coming at home. Chance to get Anna Hart out. I think they did. She slides, and the throw to Maddie Lighting is in time. Hart is caught stealing.
Hart tagged out for the first out of the inning at home.
Kraft is over at second. Unless they had somebody come in to run for her. I didn't see them pause the action to swap her out like last time. But maybe,
I think they are, yeah.
Looks like that's a 7 on her jersey yet, so I believe it's still Kraft out there. Coach Cadwallader chatting with the umpire just to make sure that they're on the same page. She might not have thought that Hart was tagged out, but from our vantage point, I think she was. And the 1-0 pitch coming for Hoffbauer. This is in the dirt. It will get past Lighting. And the runner is off to third now. Kraft is there. And can confirm that is a 7 on the jersey. She did not sub out and get a courtesy runner like last inning. So Hoffbauer with a 2-0 count. One out, bottom of the second, and a swinging strike for Hoffbauer. First strike, 2-1. Hoffbauer, a .333 hitter this year with 8 hits. And also 4 steals on the year. Mara Obrick in the circle with the pitch outside. 3-1 the count. 4-2 is your score. Coon Rapids Baird leading in the bottom of this second inning. Here on Kick 106.7, I'm Nick Brinks. He's Jackson Kerrigan. Good to have you along tonight for our live coverage from Coon Rapids. Obrick's pitch grounded to short. And it will hop past McCullough, and Hoffbauer will reach on the error.
Pick up the RBI single. That'll bring up
or an RBI single.
He could, 10, Maddie Mason.
I don't know if she would have gotten the throw down in time if she fielded that.
No, and I think not. I think she just was trying to, I think she might have lifted her head a little bit to like already be ready to throw and just wasn't able to get the glove down under it.
And those grounders, they look like they should be routine, but any little divot that that ball finds on the way there can really mess with you. And so they do have a 5-2 lead now on the Hoffbauer RBI single, and now she'll move off to second on the pass ball. Maddie Mason batting. She scored in the first inning after an RBI single, so she's already filling up the stat sheet in the early going for Coon Rapids Baird. They have a 3-run lead in the bottom of the second inning. Pitch to the outside. Hoffbauer takes a jog now to third.
Back to your previous comment, no play is a routine in any sport. You don't know
true.
What's going to happen.
That is very true. The 2-0 count. Obrick steps up. Right-handed pitch on its way. Misses to the high side. And Hoffbauer hanging out at third. A chance to come home for the second time if Mason can do it and bring her home. She did it in the last inning. As Kraft scored Hart, Mason brought Hoffbauer home. She's got a chance to do it again. Ball 4. So this will put runners on the corners.
The one out walk.
And Amelia Eddy is up next. She walked in the first inning and then was part of a double play on a pop-up to the pitcher. And Eddy could not get back to first in time for the first and second outs of that inning. 5-2 Crusaders. They've added one to their lead here in the second. And they've got a chance to add more here. A little blooper to shallow right field. Mason will be tagged out
Eddie with the RBI
at second for out number one.
Right center,
but
the
Eddie
guy.
Is
Mason
able to get
second
Hoffbauer to come home.
Right fielder number 4, Sabrina Burmeister.
I think Mason was hung up waiting for that to get caught. And eventually when she took off, it was well too late, and she was easily tagged out. So the RBI single for Amelia Eddy. She'll take off for second here as the ball scoots past Lighting. And it's Brianna Burmeister, 6-2.
Grant, that was a mouthful for you. That was a mouthful for you.
Coon Rapids Baird on top by 4 in the bottom of the second. And this pitch, short. And Burmeister will have a 2-0 count. Amelia Eddy, RBI single. She's at second right now. Hoffbauer and Kraft have already scored in the inning. Hart almost scored. She was tagged out coming home. Burmeister takes ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes from Obrick. The pitch to Burmeister. And that's ball 4. That'll put runners at first and second. Second walk of the inning. Third walk, actually. Burmeister, Mason, and Kraft. Eddy is at second. Burmeister to first. Sophie Jones up next. She singled and scored a run, or drove one in the first. She takes ball 1 to the inside. Jones was able to score Maddie Mason for that third run of the opening inning. And now a pop-up to the infield with 2 outs, a chance to end this one. Second inning in the books. Mara Obrick hauls down the pop-up. That'll leave a couple stranded. Two runs on three hits, and those two left. We'll take a break. Third inning next. It's 6-2. Coon Rapids Baird adds to their lead on kick 106.7.
Hawley Insurance and Vale is a proud supporter of the Arweva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance, find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Vale, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
They're taxed on two more runs in the second, thanks to RBI singles by Aubrey Hoffbauer and Amelia Eddy. Jamie Kraft scored, as did Hoffbauer. 6-2 Crusaders after two. What do you say? We get the third inning underway, and it'll be the 3-4-5 hitters. Wittrock, McCullough, Melton here in the third. Annalee Wittrock grounded out to short for out number two. She sends one on a fly ball to center field. Anna Hart steps back. Looks into the sun, pulls it in for an easy fly out to center.
Bring up the second baseman, number zero,
out number one.
Aubrey McCullough.
Aubrey McCullough's up next. She was hit by a pitch. She was their second base runner. Third base runner in that opening inning. McCullough scored a run. Hundling was left stranded at third later in that inning. Pitch to the outside, misses to McCullough. Hitting 222 this season, 2-for-9, one of her hits is a double. She's been hit by a couple pitches this year, including one tonight. Down 6-2, top of the third, and a swinging strike for McCullough. Pitch a little on the high side, got her to swing with nobody on. Live from the Motor Inn broadcast booth tonight, I'm Nick Brinks with Jackson Kerrigan. Motor Inn of Carroll together. Let's drive. One ball, one strike. Jamie Kraft pitches. Nicked into fair play just in front of the pitcher. Wide throw to Mason, but she hangs on, stretches to her left to haul it in. And that's a ground out to the pitcher for McCullough. Two up, two down. Two balls put into play. Sarah Melton up next. One of two first inning strikeouts from Kraft. She's got three on the night. Melton 0-for-1, batting for the second time this season. First start of the year tonight. Arweva trails 6-2, and she nicks one with the end of the bat foul. After Melton, either in this inning or the fourth, we'll see Mara Obrick, followed by Maddie Lighting and Vivian Blackford. 7, 8, 9 hitters due up after Melton. 6-2, top of the third. Coon Rapids Baird leading. They're playing defense. Arweva batting. Arweva scoring 4.5 runs per game this year. The Crusaders right around 7. But where these two teams really differ is the runs allowed per game. As this is a strike to Melton. The Rockets giving up 21 runs a game. Coon Rapids Baird. They've struggled themselves, but 10 runs a game that they've given up. 6 earned per game. The 1-2 to Melton, and that will roll and hop across home plate for a ball. Evens it up 2-2. Coming up for Arweva, they are at Glidden-Ralston tomorrow. Mason Nealand will have that broadcast at 5:30 here on Kick 106.7. Coon Rapids Baird will host Lennox tomorrow. And the 2-2 is on its way. Then they get to face IKM Manning on the road coming up Monday. Kind of a preview of what will become a conference matchup next year as the Wolves move to the Rolling Valley. Only five teams in the Rolling Valley this summer. Drop strike three, throw to first in time. And Melton goes down on strikes for the second time. Three up, three down inning in the third for the Rockets. We go to the bottom of the third. And it's the Crusaders 6, Rockets 2. You're listening to Kick 106.7 live from Coon Rapids.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's. Open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. Think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries. That hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
Live in the Motor Inn broadcast booth, Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. You're listening to Kick 106.7. He's Jackson Kerrigan. I'm Nick Brinks. We come to you from Coon Rapids tonight. In our post-game show, when this one wraps up, we'll name our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. 6-2, the Crusader lead. 8-9-1, hitters due up. Single at least to right field, maybe more. Off to the fence, leadoff shot for Molly Moore. She wants three, and the triple for Molly Moore. It'll be her eighth hit of the year and her first extra base hit.
Number one, Katie
Moore, sitting back on that off speed. They're able to get the backside up in between right center field there all the way to the wall, and she's able to hustle one all the way to third there for the triple.
Put that one in the perfect spot between Hundling and Melton. They both had to chase it back just in front of the fence. And now with a leadoff triple, a chance to quickly add to a 6-2 lead. Wild pitch. I thought maybe she would take off and come home, but they'll wave her off and let her wait for a better opportunity. Popped off the fence and rolled right to Lighting. So a wise call to keep Moore at third. One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the order, Katie Anderson grounded out to third in her first at-bat to end the first inning. She'll bat here in the bottom of the third with a leadoff runner at third. Molly Moore just tripled for her first extra base hit of the year, and she singled in the first. Two balls, no strikes. Anderson facing Obrick. Pitch in the dirt, wild pitch, and that will score the run. Moore triples and scores on the wild pitch. 7-2. Crusaders add another to their lead. We are in the bottom of the third. They're on top by five. And no outs. So Anderson will step back in and get ready for a 3-0 count. May get the green flag to just let this one sail past and hope it's a ball. Anderson. That's exactly what she'll do. This one just misses outside. Anderson on with the walk. Top of the order, Anna Hart. She'll bat for the third time in as many innings. Walked in the first, singled in the second, scored in the first.
Outfield going back already.
And Hart will take this pitch well to the outside. A runner takes off for second. And they will slide. Anderson looks like she got there. The throw a little short. So Anderson will be credited with the steal. And Hart will look for the 1-0 pitch. Three home runs last night for her. Just a single and a walk. Just a very pedestrian night for Anna Hart.
So far.
That wind is howling toward right field.
And we can't feel it.
Not at all. The 1-0 to Hart. Oh, she wanted it. She wanted that one. Just nicked.
That's 2 inches elevated. That's in the air.
Just scraped the end of the bat. Hart hitting over 600 this year. 13 for 21. 13 runs, 15 RBIs. And she'll send this one on a fly ball to right field. That'll put runners on the corners. And if they wanted to be aggressive, they could have maybe waved Anderson home, but they'll let her hang out at third.
Hart bringing up the Crusader pitcher, number Hart 7, Jamie Kraft.
With a double. So instead of a three-home run night like she had last night, she's working her way up toward it. She's got the single. She's got the double. Looking for that triple and home run maybe later in the night for the cycle.
Yeah, say three-home run night one night, next cycle.
That would, you know, that if last night wasn't video game enough for you, if you could do that on back-to-back nights, that would be pretty sick.
Yeah.
One ball, no strikes now to Jamie Kraft. A single, an RBI, and a run scored, and a walk for her tonight. Here's a pitch. Well outside, lighting. Grazed her glove. The runners will hang tight. Anderson got a lead, thought about coming home, but they were about ready to cover that well. So the Crusaders will live for another chance to come home. Still with no outs, two in scoring position already, with a triple, a walk, and a double here in the inning. Pitch hops across home plate for ball three. And another ball would send Kraft to first with her second walk of the day. Three balls, no strikes. Obrick in the circle for Arweva. It's a 7-2 Crusader lead. Coon Rapids Baird hosting. And there is ball four. Over the head. Toss play home. Sliding in safe. Ball It'll four, be Anderson Kraft scoring.
Head to first. Anderson will score on the pass ball. Bringing up the Crusader.
Anna Hart got to third.
Nine, Aubrey
Kraft walked there. And it's Aubrey Hoffbauer. A walk, a single, an RBI, and a couple of runs tonight. It's 8-2. And now runner will come in for Kraft.
For Kraft at first base.
They'll bring Yeager in.
Aubrey Yeager.
She scored for her in the third inning, or in the first inning, and now here in the third, she'll take over at first once again. Kraft did score once in the second inning. She stayed out there. And this pitch is on the way. Pickoff attempt at second. And she's safe. Eight-two, Crusaders with no outs and runners in scoring position. First base is open. The 2-0 from Obrick in the dirt. Lighting does a nice job keeping it in front of her. Hoffbauer waiting for a chance. Rather Hart over at third. Hoffbauer hoping to bring her home. The senior shortstop batting here with the 3-0. And she's on with the walk. Back-to-back walks for Coon Rapids Baird. And now Coach Buss and his infielders will have a chat. We'll take 1-2 back in 30 seconds. It's 8-2, no outs for the Crusaders. Bottom of the third, they've got the bases loaded.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Bases are loaded for Coon Rapids Baird. They are on top 8-2, bottom of the third inning. It's Anna Hart at third, second base, Aubrey Yeager, Aubrey Hoffbauer at first, looking for more. A chance to blow this one open with No outs on the board. Back-to-back pitches rolling across home plate for ball two. For Maddie Mason with a single, a run scored, and an RBI tonight.
Arweva with the whole infield in here as everybody's in, especially the corner in third.
And there's a strike on the third pitch for Mason. Hart steals the headlines, but Mason's had a nice year herself, hitting over 500. Five doubles on her 11 hits, including a single tonight. Pitch to the outside, 3-1 is the count. Amelia Eddy is waiting on deck. Mason prepares for the 3-1 from Obrick, and that will be an RBI walk.
Mason draws the base of
her second walk, her second RBI, and the runners will advance.
Amelia Eddy.
Mason with the walk. Hoffbauer is at second. Jaeger is at third now. Now a pitch to the outside. That'll come up short to Eddy. She's 1-for-1 tonight with an RBI and a walk. As the Crusader batters are filling up the stat sheet so far in the early going. Bottom of the third, they have a 9-2 lead. Obrick and the infielders playing in, so a good time to drop one into the grass. It'll score one. It's an RBI single for RBI Amelia single. Eddy. Back-to-back Eddy. RBI singles for her. Everybody will move on.
Brianna Burmeister.
Mason's at second now. Hoffbauer to third, and that scores Jaeger. Running in place of Jamie Kraft. So now Burmeister. Bottom of the third, 10-2. And still no out, so they've got a chance here if they can score a couple more runs, or they may not be needed offensively in the fourth inning. If they can get to a 10-run lead and Arweva can't bounce back. But right now it's sitting at 8, so they'd be looking at a 4.5-inning game if nobody scored the rest of the way. The strike to Burmeister, and she'll knock one on a grounder to the pitcher. Underhand toss, sliding in. And not going to beat the throw. There's out number one. As Burmeister will reach on the fielder's choice. Hoffbauer comes up empty at home plate. And Mason is at third now. Sophie Jones will bat here in the bottom of the third. They'll get through the whole inning, or the whole batting order for the second time. They've gotten through 9, 7, and 9, and a good chance here to get through more than 9 here in the third. Pitch to the outside. Gets past Lighting on the high side. Runners hang tight. 3 runs here in the inning. And a grounder to left field. That'll scoot past the shortstop. Fielded by Berg.
RBI
and Jones with the RBI single.
Coon Rapids Bear taking full advantage of the infield in there. As they've been able to get back-to-back base hits and just not bunching even with the infield in. They've just been swinging away and getting solid base hits.
11 runs on the night. 4 in the first inning. A couple in the second. Now 5 here in the third. As they're starting to roll here. At home, trying to go back-to-back after a non-conference win last night over MVAOCOU. Would be a couple good answers after that 12-0 loss at Glidden Ralston earlier in the week. Molly Moore led off with the triple here in the third. Fouls one away. The count is 1-1 for her. Couple hits. Scored a run here this inning. And a chance with one out and 3 on. She could get her first RBI of the night with a well-hit ball. But she'll nick this one into the dirt. Foul ball. 1-2 the count. And 1 out. Bottom of the third. Coon Rapids Baird 11. Arweva 2. Pulling away here in the third are the Crusaders. Obrick unofficially with 11 earned runs. Given up 11 hits. 10 walks. Fouled to the first baseline. over toward the Crusader dugout as it rolls past Katie Anderson in the on-deck circle waiting in the wings. Up by 9 are the Crusaders with Molly Moore batting. 348 hitter this year. Her first extra base hit of the year came this inning, and she'll foul this one away. If that was not a fence in front of us, that was my face staring down the end of that ball.
Nah, I got you, Nick. I'll just I'll catch it. Trust me. Do you trust me?
I'm going to have to start wearing a helmet to the games at that rate.
You never know. It might just break the fence.
One ball, two strikes after the foul, and the pitch to Moore. There's a swinging strike 3. It's dropped. She's going to get to first in time, and another run will come in to score. Moore scores on the drop, strike 3. So she's safe at first. And Amelia Eddy comes around to score. Burmeister is at third, and Jones is at second. Nope, they're going to say not. They're just going to give her the strikeout there. So they threw down to first, but they'll give it to her. So two outs. And first is open now. Bottom of the order, Katie Anderson. They've gotten through 10 in the inning. She'll be the 11th hitter, and this may end it. It's popped up to Obrick to her left as she tumbles, but hangs on for out number 3. So a tough inning defensively for Arweva. They give up 6 to the Crusaders, but they strike out the last batter and the second to last batter and catch a fly ball for the final out of this third inning. And we go to the fourth. 10 runs the deficit for Arweva. If the Crusaders defense can hang tough here, they may not be needed again. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Kick 106.7.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you, with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
We're back in the Motor Inn broadcast booth alongside Jackson Kerrigan. I am Nick Brinks. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. If you're looking for a great deal on your next vehicle, you can stop by Motor Inn and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They've got friendly service. They've got great financing options and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. We go to the top of the fourth. The Crusaders tacked on 6 runs thanks to 4 hits and 4 walks in the third inning, so they now have a 10-run lead. And now Arweva needs a run to force the bottom of the inning. Underway here in the fourth. Top of the order. Actually, the 7-8-9, Obrick, Lighting, and Blackford. I had the wrong team pulled up there, wrong page.
The heat's getting to you.
It is, and lack of sleep last night. I made it back home late last night, and then I had to work in Ames at 5 this morning. So, and then I didn't sleep worth a darn, too. So I'm running on Mountain Dew and Monster.
I thought you stayed at your parents in Carroll that night or something. But
No, I didn't. I just had to work. So I made it back to Ames. And here's a fly ball out to right field. That's going to get past the third, the right fielder, Burmeister. On her way to third, Mara Obrick. With a leadoff triple. And if you want to force the bottom of the fourth, there aren't very many better ways to start an inning than like that. I can only think of one. And that's a home run.
Yeah. I mean, the right fielder just wasn't able to get to it there, and it lands, and she just mishandled it. And then Mara just turns and just keeps digging all the way to third there, and that's just a great way to start with the way the game's been so far for the Rockets.
They jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the first inning, but it's been all Crusaders since. 12-2 right now. Top of the fourth. Maddie Lighting grounded out to second in the fourth inning.
In the second inning, rather. We're in the fourth. And now time called for a runner coming in for Obrick at third. So she did her thing. It was her second hit of the season. And it'll be Elena Geeky, or Geek, the junior. She'll step in.
Elena Geek, courtesy running at third.
She'll run at third. She has a run scored this year and a pair of hits on the year. Maddie Lighting takes one in the dirt. Kraft has given up the two runs, unofficially one earned, a couple hits, four strikeouts, walked two, hit two. And her 1-1 is on the high side. Arweva will come home, but they're not going to beat the throw. Yes, they will.
Her hand just got right underneath the tag there. It was a good throw after the wild pitch there from Anderson, but Geek was just able to get her hand just under it.
That was a bang-bang play, and she was on the right side of it. So that is a big run for the Rockets. Now Coon Rapids Baird will have to bat in the bottom of the fourth. And now they're hoping to get this one a little closer with no outs. There is a strike. Two balls, one strike for Lighting. Around the diamond for Coon Rapids Baird. Kraft pitching to Katie Anderson. Maddie Mason's at first. Aubrey Carlson second. Amelia Eddy third. Aubrey Hoffbauer is your shortstop. In the outfield, Molly Moore, Anna Hart, Brianna Burmeister. Low pitch, ball three. One strike to go along with it for Lighting. 0 for 1 tonight. She's 0 for 8 on the year. She would love her first hit of the year right here. She's been walked once. And she'll ground one past the pitcher to second, low, or a little slow on the throw, and she'll get there. She'll beat it for the single.
Good hustle from the catcher there, just putting her head down and just running there, and they just weren't able to get the throw quick enough as they kind of slowly got to second there. Just Kraft wasn't able to get it there from the pitcher's mound, so it kind of slowly there, so it was kind of bang-bang from second.
And another runner coming in, Molly Lighting. She will run for the catcher.
Molly Lighting will run for
one
the catcher.
One courtesy runner has already scored, Elena Geek. And now another one will hang out at first, Molly Lighting. Bottom of the order, Vivian Blackford. She has one of their two runs scored in the contest. That came back in the second inning after she was walked. 12-3 Crusaders. Rockets have clawed back to within 9 here with their third run of the day and a steal on the way to second for Lighting. Lighting slides in, and her jersey will need a good scrub.
It's the perks of baseball and softball, isn't it, Nick? Blackford just sitting back on that fastball there and then able to knock it backside there just under the glove of Mason for the base hit and the RBI as Arweva looks to just chip away more at this lead, only down now 8 in the fourth.
And it looks like Coon Rapids Baird will make a change in the circle. Aubrey Hoffbauer will take over. So let's take a break. Arweva with a couple runs here, no outs, 3 straight hits, a triple and a pair of singles. They're on the board and within 8. Top of the fourth continues next on Kick 106.7.
At Pro League Super Value in Coon Rapids, we know that great teams are built in hard work, dedication, and community pride. And that's why we're proud to support our Coon Rapids Bear Crusader athletes. Whether you're stocking up for game day snacks, family dinners, or just your weekly groceries, Pro League Super Value has everything you need. Fresh produce, quality meats, and friendly hometown service. From our family to yours, go Crusaders. Pro League Super Value in Coon Rapids, your local store.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Back in Coon Rapids from the Motor Inn broadcast booth, a pitching change. Aubrey Hoffbauer will come in after three straight hits for Arweva. To begin this fourth inning, Aubrey Hoffbauer will take over. Jamie Kraft will move from the circle to left field, and Molly Moore will take over at short, previously occupied by Hoffbauer. Morgan Berg, top of the order for Arweva. She'll get to face off against Hoffbauer here. Hoffbauer, 2-0 this year in her four appearances, a 5.83 ERA. She's pitched 12 innings, has given up 15 hits, 17 runs, 10 earned, has struck out and walked 8, and hit 4 on the year. She gets to face off against Berg with a runner at first right now. That's Vivian Blackford after her RBI single. Good start to this fourth inning for Arweva, and that has prompted a pitching change from the Crusaders. It's 12-4. Still a comfortable margin for Coon Rapids Baird, but some of the pressure taken off Arweva here, trying to force at least another inning. Three balls, one strike for Berg from Hoffbauer. Pitch on its way, and that will be upstairs. Berg on with the walk.
Put runners on first and second, bringing up the rocket.
Hallie McCullough, she's been on base twice tonight. Walked in the first, was hit by a pitch in the second. She scored the first run of the game on an RBI single by Gabby Hundling back in that opening inning. And she'll get to face off against Aubrey Hoffbauer here, who pitches across the plate but a little upstairs. And the count is 1-0 for McCullough. One hit this season in her three at-bats. And she'll take another pitch just upstairs. Hoffbauer putting most of her pitches just above the zone as she's still trying to warm up and get in the zone. High side pitch again. Three balls, no strikes. Two on for the Rockets. Blackford's at second. Berg is at first. McCullough's in the batter's box. They trail by 8 as Coon Rapids Baird leads Arweva 12-4, and now a strike from Hoffbauer. McCullough with a strikeout and a walk and three hit-by-pitches this year. Hoffbauer sends it in. Inside swing, strike 2 for McCullough. Junior shortstop. We'll get a payoff pitch here from Aubrey Hoffbauer. 3-2 count, still no outs, runners at first and second for the Rockets. Inside, corner, strike, McCullough goes down looking for out number one. Triple, single, single walk, the first four on for the Rockets. They get their first out now, and it's Gabby Hundling's turn. She's 1-for-2 with a single and a fly out to center field. One out, high side pitch for Hoffbauer. She's had a couple that she's pitched, and she kind of says, really? That's not a strike? Trying to find where the zone's at, and she has just taken over here in the inning. High and in, ball 2. Gabby Hundling has Arweva's lone home run this year, and it came on Friday in that 22-4 loss to ACGC. Runners advance to second and third on a pass ball. Bergs at second. Lead runner is Blackford at third. And Hundling will step back in with a 3-0 count. Chance to load the bases if she's walked, or maybe more if she can make some contact. This is a sack fly potential if it's caught out in right field. No, it's not caught. It's over the head of the right fielder, Burmeister. One, two, will score. Will she slide home to third? No, she's just going to slide to third. I wasn't sure if maybe she thought she had a chance at the inside the park home run, but Hundling with the two RBI triple, second triple of the inning for the Rockets. Berg and Blackford both score, and this one's closer yet, 12-6.
Yeah, the right fielder just lost it there and wasn't able to get back in time, so it kind of went just past her, so Hart had to come all the way from center just to get it back in, or else that could have potentially been inside the park there.
So those runs all being credited still to Kraft. And Hundling at third. She'll be credited to Hoffbauer if she would come around after her. Two RBI triple to right field. It just got past Burmeister. I don't think there was really anything she could have done better. It's just a well-placed ball. Now a fly ball center field. Back toward the fence. That's over Hart's head, and we will get an RBI double. Another run on the board for the Rockets. It scores Hundling.
RBI double by Wittrock.
And it's Annalee Wittrock.
Zero. Aubrey McCullough.
Her sixth hit of the year. And that double will be her third.
Arriva slowly chipping away at it here, Nick. It's starting to get close.
This one was 12-2 going into this fourth inning. Needing a run to just force the bottom of the fourth. Now, from down 10 to down 5. And now not only are they thinking, we just want to force a fourth or a bottom of the fourth or bottom of the fifth. Now they're thinking, let's just keep it going. Let's see if we can get our first win of the year. You've got 5 runs already and there's still one out. What's to stop you from getting 5 more? Here's a liner off the fence right in front of the third base dugout. Heads up play from Coach Buss. He ducked.
I was flying off the bat too. That would have been a great ball if it was fair.
Aubrey McCullough with a walk and a ground out. 0-for-1 tonight. 5 runs on 5 hits. And a fly foul ball over our head popped up behind the motor in broadcast booth. Of those 5 hits, we've got a triple, and a double, and a pair of singles. They're making good contact here. Yeah, they've got a chance for the cycle in the inning. The 1-2. McCullough takes one upstairs. Check swing. Didn't go. And it's 2-2.
With the way she's been swinging hard in this AB, she definitely wanted that one.
4 RBIs in the inning. Of their 5 runs. Another pitch on the high side. We'll get a payoff pitch here. 3-2. The full count to McCullough. And it looks like Arweva will get through their entire batting lineup here in the top of the fourth. They were down 12-2. Now they're down 12-7, looking for more with one out. Pitch upstairs, and it will be a high strike 3 count. McCullough couldn't believe it.
Number 11, Sarah Melton.
She was already headed to first, has to make the walk of shame, spin around, and cough to the dugout.
Yeah, and it was kind of 50-50 there, but I think they gave Anderson the frame there. It was still a pretty decent frame, so I think that's what caused it.
2 outs now. Runners at first, second and third. First is open right now for the Arweva Rockets. And that pitch misses for Melton. 1 ball, no strikes. A couple strikeouts for Melton as she's still trying to get into game rhythm. Her first start of the year takes strike 1. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs for Melton. Struck out in both of her at-bats so far. They're within 5 now. And that's a high strike on the second. 1-2. Melton 0-for-2. Mara Obrick, if needed in the inning, would be the 10th hitter through the lineup. Pitch to the inside, almost in the dirt. And that'll even up the count. Two balls, two strikes, Crusaders 12, Rockets 7. You're listening to Rolling Valley Conference Softball tonight on Kick 106.7. We're closing in on the hour and a half mark. We're right at an hour 20 right now. Pitch on the high side, full count. Good to have you along here on Kick 106.7 from the Motor Inn broadcast booth in Coon Rapids tonight. Payoff pitch, inside corner, strike three. Melton goes down looking. Hoffbauer comes back, strikes out the last two. Five runs, five hits, no errors, and they're going to leave a runner or two stranded here. And here we go. Bottom of the fourth inning. Coon Rapids Baird, their lead has shrunk from 10 to 5. How will they answer? Back next on Kick 106.7.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arweva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Rockets!
Go Rockets!
That's Hagee Construction. Experience, quality, satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
You're listening to Kick 106.7 alongside Jackson Kerrigan. I'm Nick Brinks, and they go to the top of the order, the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. They ended the third inning with a 10-run lead. They were hoping pitching and defense could just preserve a 10-run lead, and they wouldn't need to bat here in the bottom of the fourth, but Arweva had other plans, and now Anna Hart takes one on the high side and a little to the inside. Three homers last night, a walk, a single, and a double today. Two runs scored, caught at home plate, a chance at three runs, but just a bit short. And the 1-0 pitch from Mara Obrick, outside ball two, as she wanted to go but thought better of it and takes ball two. Seven of the nine batters for the Crusaders have racked up 11 hits combined tonight, with Hart, Eddie, Jones, and Moore each with two. Mason, Hoffbauer, Kraft with one apiece. Now a 3-0 count for Hart. Scored in the first and the third innings. Did not. And now the 3-0. And she swings. Looked like she was pretty set on swinging anything that comes even remotely close. 3-1. Top of the order here in the bottom of the fourth inning for Coon Rapids Baird. They lead it by five, but that margin has been cut in half. Obrick's 3-1, and Hart will be on with her second walk of the night. She has been on base all four times tonight, officially two for two, though. Jamie Kraft is up next, 1-for-1 with a run and an RBI. She's been walked in her last two plate appearances, and she'll bat for the fourth time. She's now had plate appearances in all four innings.
Would be surprised after the walk if Hart goes and swipes a bag here.
She's got at least one steal tonight. And she'll take off. Didn't even need to see the pitch. She's there safely. Easy steal for Anna Hart playing small ball. Last night it was the big ball. Tonight it's small ball.
Nothing wrong with playing small ball.
1-0 count for Kraft. Nice night for the freshman. She's got a hit, a run, the RBI. Couple walks. She'll show bunt and tip this one into foul territory. The count will even up at one apiece. You're listening to Kick 106.7, KIKD, Lake City, Carroll. We've got Carroll Baseball as they host Bondurant Farrar tonight on 93.7 KKRL. That one beginning shortly with Jeff Blankman. I'm Nick Brinks with Jackson Kerrigan here in Coon Rapids for softball. Ground ball to second base. It'll put Hart over at third as Kraft will ground out on a 4-3. Aubrey McCullough there to make the routine play. And the throw to Annalie Wittrock for out number one. But a steal and now being batted over to third. Hart, one base away from her third run chance of the night. 12-7. Hoffbauer takes ball one. She was pretty content to let that one sail past. A 1-0 count for Hoffbauer. A walk, a single, and another walk in the first three innings. And two runs scored, along with an RBI. And she takes ball two. Both teams back in action tomorrow. Arweva's at Glidden Ralston. We'll have it here on Kick 106.7 with Mason Nealand around 5:30 for that one, too. Coon Rapids Baird hosting Lennox tomorrow night. And then both teams have off until Monday.
Hopefully you have the day off tomorrow after the last 2 days you've had.
I don't have the day off tomorrow, but I do have Friday off. Took that day off to hang out with the kids. Maybe go to the pool this week.
Hey, there you go.
3-1 the count. Oberg trying to come back on Hoffbauer here with one out and the runner at third. Hart is
Hoffbauer
over there.
The one out
and
walk.
Hoffbauer walks.
First baseman, number 10, Maddie Mason.
Two on at the corners. Maddie Mason with a single, a couple RBIs, a couple runs scored, and two walks tonight. She, Eddie, and Jones each with two RBIs to lead the Crusaders in this 12-7 ball game. Strike on the first pitch. Hoffbauer will be uncontested on her way to second. Mason with an 0-1 count. And the pitch coming from Mara Obrick. Pass ball. Hart scores. Just beats the tag.
Hart will score on the pass ball.
Hoffbauer gets to third in the meantime. Mason will come back for the 1-1 here in just a moment. It is 13-7. Bottom of the fourth inning. There is one out in the fourth. For a mercy rule, they'd have to get to 17 to lead by 10, so they might have that number on their mind. Obrick's pitch misses low for Mason, 2-1 the count. Obrick with 10 earned runs allowed of the 13 tonight. And the pitch coming. Inside misses to Mason. Mason hitting over 500 this year. She picked up her 11th hit of the season back in the first inning. She scored her 7th and 8th runs and picked up her 5th and 6th RBIs in this one. Pitch hops across the plate.
Mason,
and that'll be ball four.
Runners on the corners for third baseman.
Hoffbauer's at third. Mason is at first, and now they were caught sleeping. Hoffbauer comes home.
And Hoffbauer will steal home.
Just kind of caught sleeping a little bit. Hoffbauer scores from third. Mason gets down to second. And now Eddie steps up with a couple hits tonight. She's 2-for-2 with a couple RBIs and a run scored. Also one walk.
The definition of hard 90 right there.
14-7. We've got ourselves a football score. Pitch misses. Mason takes off on the pass ball. And she's on her way to third. One on with one out. Two runs here in the inning as they lead by 7 in the bottom of the fourth. Coon Rapids Baird takes the ball. Eddie with a 2-0 count. Just past 7 o'clock. Good Wednesday evening. Thanks so much for joining Jackson and I from the Motor Inn broadcast booth in Coon Rapids. Obrick's pitch connected well but fouled away by Eddie for strike one to go along with a couple balls. After Eddie, it'll be Brianna Burmeister stepping up next. She is 0-for-2, the eighth grader. Two balls, one strike. Obrick's pitch just misses away to the right. Ball three. Bottom of the fourth inning. 14-7. Coon Rapids Baird on 11 hits. And unofficially just one error. Been a lot of walks. 13 tonight. Now 14 as Eddie walks. That's three straight walks here in the inning. And four of the five batters have been walked. Second base is open. Mason's at third. Eddie's at first. Pass ball, and Eddie's at second. Brianna Burmeister batting here in the sixth slot. One of two Crusaders with no hits tonight. She'd love to change that. She's got one on the season. And she'll take a looking strike one. A 1-1 pitch on the way shortly from Mara Obrick. 14-7 Crusaders, leading by seven. A high pitch, ball two. Still one out. Runners at second and third. First base is open. Three straight walks. Four of five batters walked in the inning. And one ground out to second. A pitch on a pass ball, and now they've got a chance at a pickle coming home and going to beat the throw. Mason will score.
Mason will score after being caught in the pickle.
Mason comes home. Amelia Eddy got to third. They were both headed for third at one point. Normally that doesn't end well, as Mason was retreating and Eddy was heading to third. But Mason is able to get out of the jam, get out of the pickle, and come home for the 15th run of the game. 8-run advantage now. 3-1 count upcoming for Burmeister. Obrick trying to avoid four straight walks. Just one runner on base right now, and that's Eddie at third. And that'll be on the inside. Runners at the corners now. Four straight walks, five in the inning. Bottom of the fourth inning, Sophie Jones is up next. Two RBI singles for her tonight. And she also popped to the pitcher in the second inning. It's 15-7. Obrick's pitch rolls to the catcher, Maddie Lighting. We'll go around the diamond for Arweva after this next pitch. As Jones, with six hits on the year, two coming tonight, looks for number three. Pitch from Obrick. That's a wild pitch. That'll score a run. Coming in, sliding in, beating the tag. 16-7. It's Eddie. And Burmeister, after being walked, she's at third now. So the handy-dandy brush comes out to scrape away the sand and the dirt off of home plate after that Eddie run home and slide into the bag. Obrick pitching, Lighting catching, Annalie Wittrock is at first, Aubrey McCullough second, Vivian Blackford's at third, Hallie McCullough is your shortstop for Arweva, and in the outfield, three upperclassmen, Morgan Berg and Sarah Melton seniors, Gabby Hundling a junior. Pitch rolls across the plate, 16-7, runner stays put. One more run for Coon Rapids Baird would do it in four. Sophie Jones with a 3-0 count. Runner is at third, one out. Still a good opportunity to do so. They've done it with six batters. They've scored four runs with a bunch of walks. And pitch is getting behind home plate. Jones will get ready for a 3-1 after that last pitch. Two for three with a couple RBIs. Can she finish this one on a walk-off to end it with a 10-run win in the fourth? Not yet. It'll be a walk.
Shortstop, number 15, Molly Moore.
Molly Moore, freshman, started in left field, moved to shortstop. Will bat here in the fourth. It's her third. She batted twice in the third. Once in the first. She's got a triple and a single tonight, two for three with a run. And she's got a chance with two in scoring position and one out if she can put one into play. Bottom of the fourth inning, it's 16-7, Coon Rapids Baird. Both teams scoring four-plus runs in this fourth inning. Arweva got it from a 10-run deficit down to five. Now the Crusaders trying to build it back. It's at nine right now, and the count is 3-0. First base is open. Six walks in the inning for the Crusader batters. And the 3-0 becomes a 4-0. More to first. Bases are loaded. And now no room in the end.
Katie Anderson.
Sophie Jones is at second. Brianna Burmeister is at third. And it's Katie Anderson. A lot of balls in this inning. She'll be content to take a walk here if they provide the opportunity. She's 0 for 2 with a walk. Lighting knocks this one down, keeps it in front of her on the pitch. Ball one. 16-7, Coon Rapids Baird was swept by Arweva last year in three games, including in the postseason. After a tough one-win season for the Crusaders, they're looking for their fourth win of this season. The 1-0 to the inside on the low side as well, and that's ball two. A ball put into play or a walk. And the Crusaders walk out of here with a 17-7 win. Pitch outside. Gets past Lighting. The run is on. They're going to tag out the runner coming home, though. That's out number two.
Burmeister is tagged out, trying to take home for the second out of the inning.
So that actually worked out well for Arweva. Not how they drew it up, but they get the out. Jones to third. Molly Moore is at second. And that is accomplishes two things. Now first base is open. You've got a 3-0 count. A walk here won't be an RBI walk. And now two outs. And you don't give up that last run, as this walk would have ended the game.
Anderson draws a two-out walk to load the bases.
Bases are loaded once again with Anderson on with the walk. It's been a tough inning here pitching for Arweva with eight walks. And now they'll start through the lineup a second time, and it's Anna Hart. And she rips a grounder to end it to third and out to left field. A couple runs will come home. Officially, I think maybe only one will be needed. It'll be 17-7 or 18-7, depending on what they say. But Anna Hart walks it off in the fourth. And this one's in the books. It goes four innings, and Coon Rapids Baird gets the win. Coming up next, it's your Mackey Motors postgame show. Coon Rapids Baird with their fourth win of the year. Arweva falls to 0-6. Mackey Motors postgame show is next. You're listening to Kick 106.7 alongside Jackson Kerrigan. I'm Nick Brinks. We'll recap it when we return. You're listening to Kick 106.7.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
Ag lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your ag lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone, 689-2299.
And here's the pitch. Oh, that's gonna leave a mark. You should probably head over to Tony's Corner Body and Paint. You'll get that fixed for you in the jiffy.
When you need fast, quality paint work and body work on your vehicle, think Tony's Corner Body and Paint on Main Street in Coon Rapids. His professional team will go above and beyond to ensure your satisfaction. Give him a call today at 712-999-DENT. Tony's Corner Body and Paint, Main Street, downtown Coon Rapids.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express Bays or come get service or bodywork done, always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Hi, this is Jim White, Chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank, big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their eight lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks. Perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams. Hawley Insurance and Vale is a proud supporter of the Arweva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance. Find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Vale, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Back in Coon Rapids tonight, an 18-7 victory for the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. They knock off Arweva by 11 in four innings. Thanks so much for joining us for our live coverage tonight. We come back for the Mackey Motors postgame show. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. And we will chat very quickly here right off the bat with our Culver's Player of the Game. Back-to-back nights with three hits, maybe a little less dramatic than last night. You had the three homers last night, just three singles and doubles tonight, but three runs scored, two RBIs, a double, a couple walks in there, some steals, continuing to do it all. Probably the only low light for you tonight was getting called out at home on the one play.
I know.
But Anna Hart, congratulations on this win, and you also get the walk-off here to finish it in four to get those last couple runs across. Congratulations, and recap the night from your vantage point.
Thank you. I think when I first go up to bat, my first at-bat, I just try to make contact with the ball, and tonight I think I caught myself swinging out of my shoes, which is going to happen after last night, so I have to take a second just to make contact. And last night I think it helped with the faster pitchers that when you make contact, it flies a lot more, so I was trying to get some more power behind it. But I think I did my job tonight and got the ball out there so people could score.
Arweva battled tough. I mean, it was 12-2 going to the fourth inning, and if they don't score anything, you guys aren't even needed in the bottom of the fourth. So they showed some resilience there. They got it back to 12-7, and then you guys showed some battle back as well, and you guys got to take advantage of plenty of walks there, and then you had the only hit in the inning, a big one, to score those last two runs. What does last night do for you tonight? Obviously, that first at-bat, you said you're kind of maybe being over-aggressive, but did you kind of settle in as the night went on?
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to have my swing back because I started the season really hot. I went 4-for-4 one night, and I felt good, but I went through a slump, and I tried everything you get in your head, and each at-bat, you try to change something different. So the other day, I just went in the batting cage and thought I just need to get myself back, and I finally feel like I'm back to how I was. So just keeping everything the same each at-bat really helps me out.
I know batters can go through slumps. They can also get hot, and obviously the last two nights you've gone 3-for-3. It's kind of hard to say, you know, this far into a season where you guys have played 9 games where you can have a .600 batting average and it can go up to plus .650. But you've done that here tonight. Anything that you take away from the defensive performance from you guys? I think only maybe one or two balls went out to center field. It's kind of a quiet night for you in the outfield, but your teammates were able to make enough plays elsewhere.
Yeah, I feel like we switch Aubrey and Jamie out depending on how good each player does and give each one of them a night off. But just being able to change our lineup up and we all do what we need to do, it's really helping us. And I think if we just help each other out, back each other up, call each other off, I think we can play good softball.
You started off the week with a tough loss at Glen Ralston. That's always a rivalry game, probably start of the week. Not how you guys would have liked, but you get kind of the dramatic win last night and all those home runs. You get your first conference win of the season tonight, and then tomorrow you get to face Lennox in non-conference action. The last two nights, what has that done for the team with a couple nice wins?
I think last night really just helped us out because we were really happy. All of us were cheering, and I think tonight we got a little bit down, and it's hot out. Last night was good temperature because we played a later game, but just staying confident in ourselves, we're all pretty happy with where we are, and last year didn't go so hot, but I think we're confident in where we are this year.
I know you well enough that your team first, personal accolades, who cares, whatever, but as we're chatting here with Anna Hart, 3 home runs last night. Where does that rank in all of the sports you play, single game performances? I know I'm sure you've had triple doubles with steals and assists. If not, you came awfully close, but 3 home runs in a game between the sports you play. Does that rank at the top or as close to the top as it can possibly be for a single game performance that you've ever got to do yourself?
Yeah, I'm thinking that might be the best, especially because I don't know if I've quite realized, like, I've hit a grand slam. Like, that's pretty crazy. I don't think that happens to a lot of people, but it's funny because every night I go home, my dad's like, "So do you think softball's your sport yet?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And he's like, "Come on, I want you to keep playing softball."
I mean, you only came up a 2-run homer away from a full home run cycle last night.
I know, that's what I was thinking. I was like, wait, I could have hit the cycle, but they wouldn't have intentionally walked me, yeah.
So was it an intentional walk at the end of the game?
Yeah, it was funny.
Wondered if it maybe was.
Yeah, my first 2 at-bats, I hit the home runs, and then they had the same pitcher in, and he was like, "Put her on." I was like, "Of course." And then he told Coach Caddy, "I'm not letting her hit again. Bases were loaded, so maybe he should have walked me."
Well, nice week for you nonetheless. A couple wins here in the last 24 hours, and you're on the board with a conference win. Congratulations on that, and then you guys will just try to bottle this up. You have a 12-hit performance tonight, and you guys also took advantage of 18 walks, so that's...
Yeah,
that's a lot of runners on base, and you guys were able to come home and score 18 of them. Best of luck with Lennox, and then you're back in action. Some more non-conference games. I know the Rolling Valley is pretty small, only,
yeah,
what, 6 teams playing. So you've got IKM Manning. That'll be kind of a future test. Not for you, but the rest of your teammates that are younger, a preview of what that conference matchup will look like in future years. So enjoy the rest of the week, enjoy the rest of the season, and best of luck down the stretch.
Thank you.
That is Anna Hart, our Culver's player of the game, joining us here on our post-game coverage thanks to Mackey Motors. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Chatting now with Coon Rapids Baird head coach Courtney Cadwallader after this win. And there were some ups and downs. I'm sure there were some things that you guys would have liked to have cleaned up throughout the night, but you did enough. You put 18 runs on the board. Got to be overall mostly happy with the way things went tonight.
No, I'm very happy with the way that things were tonight, and especially that we had the one inning with a 1-2-3, and we got that done. But yeah, that the top of that fourth inning, it kind of got me, and like Anna kind of said, the heat got to us all, and the girls know I'm very competitive. The heat got to me. I may have gotten a little overexcited and trying to up them, and I just I didn't want to see them lose it because they worked so hard for this, and I just really want to see them come out on top, and they definitely did tonight.
You had a chance there. If you get out of that fourth inning without any damage done in the top half, it could have been 12-2. So we saw, what, 11 more runs scored the rest of the way, 5 for them, 6 more for you guys. What did they see that were able to get 5 hits of their 6 all in the fourth inning? Was there anything in particular that you think they saw? I know you made a pitching change in there, brought Aubrey in to finish you guys off.
I was just trying to change it up on the speed-wise, and Aubrey had a fantastic night last night, so I figured, okay, well, let's just throw her in, get a closer in. And I know Jamie's just been having a little bit of back issues, and so I wanted to try and take care of her there as well. But no, I was just hoping to just go in, get a 1-2-3, or just to close that out. And I think just that different speed change it is what Arriva liked and probably what they prepared for, and so they were better able to get good reads off of that.
One win last season. You guys have already 4 this year. Do you feel like you guys are just improving night in, night out at this point in the season?
Oh, 100%. I think we're improving a lot better than last year. last year we had a lot of curveballs thrown at us. Obviously, with Anna getting a shoulder injury towards the end of basketball season, that took her out from pitching. So then I had to go to very green pitchers. And Arriva, what Arriva's going through this year, that is what I went through last year. So I 1,000% understand what they're going through, and just trying to get that pitcher to get the confidence and throw strikes and everything and just be able to play ball. And I can't take anything away from Arriva. They did great. But, no, our girls, they're improving a lot better. They're talking better. They're being more sound. And I have very good captains. I've got Anna Hart, Maddie Mason, Aubrey Hoffbauer, and Amelia Eddy. Those are my captains, and they do a very good job of leading the girls, talking to them. So using their guidance really helps push these girls to be the best that they can.
Back-to-back wins. You get non-conference Lennox tomorrow back at home. Do you know anything about them? What do you look for in that matchup?
So we played Lennox last year, and Jamie pitched, and she had very good game against them. We played them very tight, and then it was just they ran away in the fourth from us, and they were able to pull off with the win. They were senior-loaded last year, and they've lost some of their top girls this year. They got 2 wins, I know, but they play a very different opponent than what we do. We don't have any common opponents, so really tomorrow night it's just who's going to be the one to show up and get the job done.
And maybe Anna Hart can go 3-for-3 again.
I know.
Hopefully, that helps.
If Anna could get one more home run, then she would break the school record. So I was kind of really hoping for that. But I just know that with the slower pitchers, she sometimes likes to try to kill it or overtops the ball and doesn't go where she wants it to. So I'm hoping that, yeah, maybe she could get that extra home run tomorrow.
When I saw that she had 3 last night, I had to go back and look to see how many she had. And she's matched her season best any other year in one day. That's pretty good. And now she's got to beat it.
It's fantastic. Just, yeah, and, well, she was doing really good. She was playing a spring ball this year, and her dad had messaged me and said her first 3 times after bat, she was 2-for-3 in home runs and just got rubbed on the 3rd one. And I know, really, she was trying to get that going in the first few games. It was hard for her to switch from golf because she went to second-round regionals with golf and then going to softball and just trying to switch that swing up a little bit, and I just knew that eventually she was going to catch fire. And last night for her first at-bat, I told her, I said, there's something in the air tonight. You're going to get it. Sure enough, she hits it out there, and we got that. And then the second one, I felt it again in my gut, and then I just had to laugh when the coach said, yep, sorry, coach, she's not getting the 3rd one off me. I said, you know what, that's fine. I was happy she got 2. And then, of course, bases loaded. I'm like, she's going to do it again. Sure enough, she was. And, of course, we have one of our players' grandpas in the outfield just yelling, and we all knew it was gone then.
That's something in the air. We can all feel it. We're wearing our clothes. They're very sticky, and that helps the ball fly. Congrats on these 2 wins. Best of luck. Some non-conference games the next few days, your next few games, and then back to the grind in the Rolling Valley in the near future.
Perfect. Thank you.
That is Courtney Cadwallader, head coach of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. We'll step away, take a quick break, and be back with more of our Mackey Motors post-game show. Again, Coon Rapids Baird 18, Arriva 7, your Culver's player of the game, Anna Hart.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's. Open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. Think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries. That hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profit.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
At Pro Lake Super Value in Coon Rapids, we know that great teams are built in hard work, dedication, and community pride. And that's why we're proud to support our Coon Rapids Bear Crusader athletes. Whether you're stocking up for game day snacks, family dinners, or just your weekly groceries, Pro Lake Super Value has everything you need. Fresh produce, quality meats, and friendly hometown service. From our family to yours, go Crusaders! Pro Lake Super Value in Coon Rapids, your local store.
Back at our Mackey Motors post-game show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Online at MackeyMotors.com. 18-7 win for Coon Rapids Baird in four innings. They move to 4-5. Arweva falls to 0-6. Here is the rundown for tonight. 12 hits for the Crusaders, 6 for Arweva. Defensively, fairly clean. I only had one error each way, unofficially. Coon Rapids Baird leaves 8 runners on base, 5 in scoring position. Arweva 5 on base, 4 in scoring position. Arweva scored their 7 runs, 1 in the first, 1 in the second, and 5 in the fourth. Crusaders scored in all 4 innings, going 4, 2, 6, and 6. And your winning pitcher tonight, Jamie Kraft, holds on for the win, and Mara Obrick gets the loss for Arweva. Let's take a look at the stat sheet. Before we do that, thoughts, Jackson, on this one? Kind of a back-and-forth affair a little bit in that fourth inning, trading 5 runs for Arweva, 6 more for the Crusaders to pull away and win it in 4.
Yeah, and I feel like CRB did a really good job, you know, taking advantage of the walks and getting solid base hits, especially with the bottom half of the order. They definitely did a really good job of getting base hits in the bottom half. But other than that, I mean, Arweva struggled, especially with, you know, giving up all those walks. That definitely didn't help. And, I mean, they had that really good inning that I thought, I'm like, okay, here they come. They're going to put together a couple hits and they're going to score some runs, but then just wasn't able to answer after that on defense.
It was a nice fourth inning for Arweva. They were down 12-2. They come up with 2 triples, a double, and two singles in that fourth inning. They're able to score five of their seven runs. And we'll grab a word with our Weeva coach, Jamie Buss, here in just a moment here on Kick 106.7.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. As varsity first game, JV getting ready to play here in Coon Rapids. Our Weeva falls to Coon Rapids Baird in varsity action tonight. 18-7, the final score. We chat now with our Weeva head coach, Jordan Buss. And I know, looking at the scoreboard, not what you're hoping for, but I feel like there's probably quite a few things that you liked to see out there. You had some girls back after missing some time. You guys showed some perseverance going into that fourth inning, down 12-2, knowing you got to score runs to force a bottom half of the inning, and then you guys come out, and the bats were blazing. Five hits, three extra base hits. You get five runs in that fourth inning. Obviously, pitching struggles continue for you guys, but some good to take away from this one tonight.
Yeah, I mean, at the plate, that's what we want to do, is we want to have competitive at-bats at each time out, you know, and I think we did that tonight. Really wasn't happy with our approach with two strikes, but, you know, that's something that we can learn. I also try to remember we got a lot of really young kids out there, too. And then we also got to shake the rust off. You know, you've been sitting on the shelf for almost a month, and then you get thrown back out there to play, and that's a multiple girls situation. It's got to knock the rust off, you know. But no, not the outcome that we wanted, but definitely some bright spots and a lot of things to work on in practice. But there's no rest for the weary. I think we go to Glidden tomorrow, so right back at it.
Another nice night for Gabby Hundling. She homered in your guys' last game, first home run of the season for you guys. She picks up another couple hits tonight, including a triple. She drives in three runs, scores one herself. Vivian Blackford scores a couple runs, drives in one as well. Offensively, some bright spots. Anybody else that really stood out for you as a key performer for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, Aubrey McCullough was out there at second today, and she has never played second. So she dove and stopped the ball out there, you know, made a play here or there. You know, obviously Mara and Madison are out there sweating their tails off today. That's never easy. But Annalee Wittrock kind of, you know, kept with her approach. She kind of hit a couple Adam balls and then almost poked one out of here. So it'll come for her, but really proud of the work that she's put in and the improvement that she's shown as a hitter for sure.
Another conference game at Glidden-Ralston tomorrow night. I saw them last week. Coon Rapids Baird saw them earlier in the week. Expectation or outlook as you go from tonight to tomorrow?
Talented and well-coached. We better come ready to compete.
Appreciate your time, Jordan.
Thanks, man.
That's Jordan Buss, head coach of the Arweva Rockets, joining us here on our Mackey Motors post-game show. Our game went right around an hour 37. And here are the unofficial stats quickly before we go off the air. Anna Hart for Coon Rapids Baird leads the way. She goes and picks up three hits tonight, including a double, 3-for-3, three runs, two RBIs, a couple walks, and a couple steals. Jamie Kraft goes 1-for-2 batting with a run and an RBI. Aubrey Hoffbauer 1-for-1 with three runs and an RBI. Maddie Mason 1-for-1 with three runs and a couple RBI. Amelia Eddy 2-for-2, two runs, two RBI. Brianna Burmeister, a couple walks on the night. Sophie Jones, 2-for-3, a run, 2 RBI. Molly Moore, 2-for-3, 2 runs, and a triple. And Katie Anderson scored a run, also a steal for her. Hoffbauer, 2 steals as well. I missed that. And then for our Weeva, Gabby Hundling, I mentioned it with Coach, 2-for-3 with a run and 3 RBI, including a triple in the fourth. Vivian Blackford, 1-for-1, 2 runs, and an RBI. Maddie Lighting goes 1-for-2, as does Mara Obrick with a triple. Annalee Wittrock 1-for-3 with an RBI. And Morgan Berg and Hallie McCulley each score runs when they were walked or hit by a pitch. So those are your unofficial stats for tonight. Winning pitcher, Jamie Kraft, 3 innings pitched, gives up 5 earned runs, 4 hits, 4 strikeouts, a couple walks, a couple hit batters, and her 6 runs allowed total. And then on the other side, Mara Obrick gives up 15 earned runs, 12 hits, one strikeout, and 18 walks. Jackson Kerrigan joining me here in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Final thoughts, final takeaways before we go off the air for the night, as we do have Carroll Baseball on KKRL right now.
Not much to say. Coon Rapids played a really good game, had some really good at-bats. Definitely capitalized on the walks. And then Arweva just, got to get that pitching figured out and, try to limit the walks. And I feel like that's going to lead to them getting a couple Ws if they can limit those walks.
We will have Arweva's game at Glidden-Ralston tomorrow night at 5:30 with Mason Nealand here on Kick 106.7. Coon Rapids Baird hosts Lennox tomorrow at 5:30 as well. 18-7 is your final score. Coon Rapids Baird with a home win over Arweva. They've now gone back-to-back with wins tonight and last night. That 12-10 victory over MBAO-COU. They are 4-5, Arweva 0-6. Again, Jeff Blankman has Carroll Baseball as they host Bondurant Farrar tonight. That is on 93.7 KKRL. Tonight's broadcast has been a production of the CB Sports Network on Kick 106.7. Your Culver's Player of the Game, center fielder, senior Anna Hart for Coon Rapids Baird. Another three-hit performance. No home runs tonight like the three she had last night, but she still scored three times, drove in a couple runs. Just an average day at the ballpark, I suppose, for Anna Hart. I'm Nick Brink, so long from Coon Rapids. Thanks so much for listening, and good night. And thanks to Jackson Kerrigan for joining me in the Motor Inn broadcast booth as well.